In case you've been living up under the rock, everybody know inflation is out of control. I said on yesterday's show that I guaranteed inflation probably was over 7%. The CPI report came out today, which we're going to look at later on. And guess what? Inflation now has hit over 7%, which is the highest we have seen in the last 40 years. This episode, we're going to talk about three companies that benefit or that can benefit from this rise. And what we're going to do, we're going to talk about pricing power. We're going to talk about inflation. We're going to look at the CPI report. Elizabeth Warren made a very good point. And the last time inflation was this high was back in 1981. What was Warren Buffett doing? What did he say about inflation? And we're going to talk about rate hikes and all the other great stuff. And we're going to get into the three companies that benefit from inflation rising this high. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you haven't done so already, go ahead. You know what time it is. Make sure.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuning to the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, this is your gracious host, the one and only Prince Dykes. And I know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, and I don't have a lot of time, so let's go ahead and jump straight into it. So the first thing we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be Captain Obvious here for a second. As soon as I can find it, and I'm trying to be Captain Obvious, and I ain't even got my stuff together. So the first thing is, pulling up behind me in the screen here, this was released today. You can get this off the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This came out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics today, ladies and gentlemen, pretty much telling us what we already know about inflation. Here we go here. Came out today. This is the Consumer Price Index for December 2021. The Consumer Price Index for all urban customers increased 0.5% in December on a seasonal adjusted basis after rising 0.8% in November. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported today over the last 12 months that all item indexes increased 7% before seasonal adjustments. So right there, 7%, that's what we're looking at. We was at 6.8% last time, but hey, you know, inflation is going up. It's a byproduct of all the money we pumped into the market, all of the stimulus packages that we did that made our, this reminds me of what Jerome Powell did in 2021, reminds me of something that Alan Greenspan did in like the early 90s, where we had this time where we thought was going to go into a depression. The Fed stepped in and it act like it never happened and the plane was going down and we just took off and seemed like nothing happened. And then all it did was prolong and made 2008 more intense. So did Federal Reserve Jerome Powell repeat that? And the next crash is going to be more drastic when it does happen. That's why it's very important to know what the heck is in your portfolio and what are you buying out there. So anyway, that's the first thing. We know inflation is at 7%. I'm sorry. So that's the first thing. I forgot to bring up my inflation tab. I like to talk about it. So inflation is now at 7%. So what? Yes, we know that. What does that mean? Who benefits? Like they always say, there's a bull somewhere everywhere in the market. Now, to go back to this, I came across a pretty cool article. And it made me think of every time I look at, you know, 40 years ago, who was around in 40 years? I wasn't even around in 40 years. So what was around in 40 years economically that was speaking about what was going on in economical times? That, ladies and gentlemen, is the guy you already know who dropped the gems. Play that again. Y'all ain't hear it. That's Mr. Warren Buffett. What was Warren Buffett saying back in 1981 about inflation? So let me, I don't want to keep seem like I'm jumping all over the place, but we're going to get straight into that. I'm going to go straight into it. So maybe that's the way my show is supposed to run tonight. What did Warren Buffett say about inflation back in 1981? Here we go here. We're going to pull it up. He puts out an annual shareholders meeting letter. Back then, he did a meeting too every single year, way before I was born. So let's see what he was saying about inflation. So the first step is, if you want to see how inflation was going at that time, here we go. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at a chart and see the last time inflation was this particularly high. Where are we at here? Nope, that's my email. Here we go, right here. Here's the historical data. Boom. Right? So right here, I'm on a website called microtrends.com. I don't know if it's 100% accurate, but it seems to be okayly accurate, right? So you go over here to today. Today we see inflation. They have inflation here on this thing here at 7.04%, right? As you can see, inflation has been this high. The last time inflation was this high was before I was born. I think this is back in the 80s. Yeah, early 80s. 1980, 1981, when inflation was at 13%, 14%, inflation was this high. What was people saying at that time? Now, before this, we had way back in, I think, in the 50s when it was at 8%. Is that 8%? No, it's not. Got to be higher than 18%. I'm sorry. When it was at 18%, then, you know, back here, I think this was like in, yeah, let's say at the bottom of the screen, 1918, you know, this is when we was going into the Great Depression. You know what happened? 1920, we was in a war. All of the stuff like that was going on in the country. Then you see right here, inflation did a big spike back in 19. What year was this right here? 1945. What was going on in 1945? That was World War II. 1945, 46. So we see World War I was a big spike in inflation. World War II was a big spike in inflation. And then we hadn't seen inflation really turn back on until the 80s, early 80, 81. So the last time we've seen this was 80, 81 before I was born. So let's take a look at the CPI report today and let's see what Warren Buffett was saying at that time back in 80, 81. I'll give me 1 second here. I'm going to pull up his shareholders meeting that I pulled up from 1981 to see what he was saying. But before that, pull that up. Let me see here. So right here. This is Berkshire Hathaway letter that was written on February 26, 1982. We're about to get Warren Buffett's letter here in a couple of weeks. He handwrites these himself, and his secretaries type it up and put it out. So here we go. They make it look pretty and all of the good jazz. So here we go here. Let's scroll it on down. I think it was right here where he's kind of speak about the inflation. Where are we at here? Okay, so he said, in fairness, we should acknowledge the same acquisition resources, some acquisition, I'm sorry, in fairness, let me blow this up a little bit, y'all, I'm half blind. I can't see that far back. There we go. In fairness, we should acknowledge that some acquisition records have been dazzling. Two major categories that stand out. The first involves companies that should, he said, first involves companies that through design or accident have purchased only businesses that are particularly well adapted to an inflationary environment. Such favorite businesses must have two characteristics. So he said, companies that can well adapt to inflationary environments. This is when inflation is extremely high. Number one, an ability to increase prices rather easily, even when the product demand is flat and the capacity is not fully utilized without the fear of a significant loss or either market share or unit volume. So right here, he's saying a company that can, at a time when prices are rising, a company can raise its prices very easily with no problem. How many companies, stocks that can raise their prices right now by 1 penny, 5 cents, 10 cents and have no problem? So we're going to talk about particular companies that can do that. Number two, an ability to accommodate large dollar volume increases in businesses often purchase, often produce more by inflation, but inflation than by real growth, which only minor additional adjustments are capital. So right here, what he's saying is that companies, for prime example, if a big increase came in, millions of people wanted to all of a sudden buy the Investor Show mug. Can I support that happening with little to no investments? How many companies can do that? So that's what the thing he was speaking about. He said some of the companies we acquired, they adjust very well to in an inflationary environment. Now we're going back to that inflationary environment. What are three stocks or companies or four companies that would benefit? Number one, that can raise their prices rarely easy, that people can that can raise their price rarely easy. And number two, they can adapt to a large amount of people buying their product with little to no investment, additional investment. So we're going to take a look at Berkshire's portfolio and see some of the companies that match. And I pulled those out, right? one should be obvious that everybody should know if you are a Buffett fan that's out there. So that's what Warren Buffett said about inflation back in 1981 in the last spike when it was about 13%. Now, Elizabeth Warren, she said something that was very profound. She said companies are raising prices not because they have to. They're raising prices because they can. That's what people do in an inflationary environment. They're saying, hey, you know what? I can raise my price because I can. Now, some companies have to do it because let's take me, right? I'm an author. I write books. The material to make my books prices rise and my books cost more to purchase for me. Now my books cost me $20 to buy. Now I have to sell them for $25. Before I could sell them for $15 because the product only costs $10. So some companies have to raise prices because the prices of materials have risen. Elizabeth Warren, the senator, she's saying companies are just, she's a Democrat. She's very, nothing wrong with Democrats, but she's a Democratic person who's against capitalism, which a lot of, not against, but they're not very pro-capitalist big businesses. She's always an anti-big business person. That's what I should have paraphrased that with. So she says, hey, they're raising these prices because they can, not because they have to. Look at them. So number one, that was something that Warren Buffett said. This is called pricing power. How much pricing power do you have? What companies can raise their price overnight and nobody would notice or nobody would care? And what they were talking about with a large dollar amount being purchased, that means that the demand, when inflation is going, it's going up, or real growth in the economy is going up, if somebody just all of a sudden wanting to buy a bunch of this product, can they support that? So now this is a drum roll here. Let's go to the companies. Number one, the stock symbol is KO. KO is Coca-Cola. You know, Warren Buffett always said it. You can raise the price of Coca-Cola by 5 cents and nobody would care. And that will generate billions of dollars for the company. Right. That's number one. Number two, American Express. Right. American Express. As customers are buying more, the demand for goods and services are increasing. They can raise their price without people even knowing or caring. This is inside of Berkshire's portfolio. Number three. Today, Berkshire Hathaway is the largest shareholder of Apple. Apple right now, the new iPhone could come out. Nobody's happy about paying $13 for their new iPhone 13 Pro Max. But guess what? People don't want to leave the Apple universe. People don't want to leave the Apple products. People will pay more for Apple products. Apple can raise the price and overcharge and still be good because of the product that it has, right? Another one that is not made is when you see inflationary prices going up, we know the Fed is going to start raising interest rates. Who benefit from raising interest rates? That is your financial institutions, your Bank of America's, your JP Morgan's, and your Citigroups. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Coca-Cola, American Express, Apple can adjust to inflation very easy because they can increase people coming in and spending more money. They can also raise their price without people really paying much attention to it. And also, the side effect of inflation is rising interest rates by the Fed, and banks will benefit from rising interest rates because they can charge more money for when they, what you call it. Let me see what y'all say in the comments before I roll up out of here. That's my guy, Al, always holding me down. What's going on, Al? And Bunny Man Mo says, good show tonight. Appreciate it, man. Thank you for tuning in late night. So, glad y'all came in, Bunny Man Mo. Thank you for tuning in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't done so already, go ahead and make sure this is the time for you to go and buy them my book series for kids, Wesley Learns to Invest, Credit, and Insurance. Teach your kids about investing, credit, and insurance at a child's age. Available hardcover, paperback, and audio, and ebook, and as an NFT for your purchase. So make sure you go get those hardcover paperback available everywhere. Thank y'all for supporting me. Make sure you get the Investor Show on. Follow us on Instagram, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts from as well. But until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy y'all see me do around the globe, my name is Prince Dykes. I'm the Prince of Investing. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. Thank you.